Let me make this plain, kids. God is the greatest. He never changes. His ways are blameless. For his own glory and at different stages, he raises up servants to make his name famous. I highlight one particular servant for the purpose of encouraging your worship to the Lord. Furthermore, Charles Haddon Spurgeon was born on the outskirts of London, 1834. His dad and his grandpa were both in the ministry. His mother was praying for his soul since his infancy. Naturally intelligent, rapidly developing, but lacking Jesus' fellowship, that would be irrelevant. The God of his mother unknown. Though Christ was up in his home, the faith just wasn't his own. The Lord answered prayer when, at the age of 10, young Charles became convinced of the wages of sin. For the next 5 years, the Spirit brought conviction, terrors and affliction, aware of his condition. One Sunday morning, though the stormiest snow kept Charles from going in the church he'd normally go, randomly stepped into a church, heard the words, "Look to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth." And though only heaven knows the name of the preacher, that's the day that Spurgeon became a believer. So merciful, always so purposeful. Those whom he draws find his call irreversible. Immediately after Spurgeon's conversion, obediently, he was earnest to serve him. The Lord poured his Spirit on Spurgeon abundantly. Anyone could see that he spoke with profundity. Extraordinary giftedness seen, proclaiming God's mysteries at the age of 15 in a place called Water Beach. Grace with the sort of speech that even made the old folks say, "This boy can preach." In fact, he was so crafted, after the master, a Baptist church snatched him and asked him to pastor. At the time, he was 17 years old, on fire for the King who redeemed his soul. People flocked from everywhere. It was quite a scene. Called to a church in London at the age of 19, he was more than ready to his Lord. He was dedicated, even though he was never formally educated. If you would have scratched him, he would bleed Bible. A rich prayer life was his means of survival. Amount that he read was truly mind-blowing, steeped in the writings of dudes like John Owen. And by God's grace, he fed the sheep new manna. In London met his wife, her name was Susanna. The grace of God stand to the side, the Spirit exalting the Lamb who has died. It can't be denied, this man we describe was simply a tool in the hand of his God. To observe this servant's extremely instructive. One word about Spurgeon is he was productive. Preached Jesus, no speakers, loudly he'd shout it. Each week packed houses of crowds into thousands. His sermons were published, 62 volumes. He worked almost like he just knew he would die soon. Made mad disciples, passed on his knowledge, established a school to train pastors in college, sold out to the Lord Jehovah his portion. Also, he built 2 homes for the orphans, a monthly magazine, plus he wasn't too busy to write books, about 150. God's grace in Spurgeon was manifest, but remember, the best man is a man at best. Yes, he struggled with depression, consistently sick kid. Both he and Susanna physically afflicted. He experienced as a servant of Jesus the power of God made perfect in weakness. Later on comes complications. His stance for orthodoxy got him shunned by his denomination. But through all the hardships and all the controversy, he never stopped relying on the sovereign God of mercy. And when he had finished pressing towards the goal, he entered into heaven at the age of 57. His life is a case of God's grace effectively at work in sinners to leave a great legacy. The proof is many years later in your speakers, we're praising Jesus for raising up the Prince of Preachers. 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 Prince of Preachers.